Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Brendan, and you submitted this question about what do you do when you're bored to death? You know, when you know you've got some goals, you know you want to improve your life, you want to make the magic happen, but you just find yourself over and over bored. You know, you're bored during the weekday, you're bored during the weekend, and it's like there's all this opportunity, all these things to look and learn and participate with, but you're bored and it keeps happening and you don't know what to do about that. Well, first, don't hate yourself for that, because I know how that can feel. You're like, oh my God, there's so many great things in the world, there's so many problems and I'm bored, what a jerk I am. And I don't want you to feel like that, because believe it or not, everybody gets bored at times. So don't take it as some like existential threat, like, oh my God, my life must suck, or I don't know what's going on. It's like, no, we just have to refocus you and realign you and change some of the ways you're showing up in your life, in your career, in your relationships. It's something you can totally fix. So today we're gonna talk about four things you can do to overcome boredom on a consistent basis So you're not just kind of going through the motions in life. Tactic number one is you have to challenge yourself to show up in everything you do with way more presence and engagement. See, boredom isn't always about this long-term thing that you don't have a purpose or a goal. It's that you're kind of going through the motions and you're allowing yourself to go through the motions each day. You know, one of you wrote in a comment in here on YouTube of like, well, Brendan, you know, I have a lot of things that I'm doing, so it's not like I'm bored, but I feel bored, even though they're doing a lot of things. It's the way that you are doing things that is making you bored. You're not fully engaging it. So yes, you're busy, but by the end of the day, when you look back and you say, did I give my all today? You didn't. You just went through the motions. And if you go through the motions, even if you're busy, day by day, week after week, month after month, year after year, all of a sudden, you're like just totally bored. I mean, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, even though there were good things for you to do. So my first strategy for you is re-engage the day with full presence, full challenge of yourself, right? Give yourself those little like challenges as you're going through the day to stay present, stay engaged, stay in the moment, because that's super hard. So think about that. So many people could shoot a million videos but be bored throughout them. And I'm always going to get here, be energized, serve people well. That's a presence challenge for myself, right? That's how I overcome that idea of like so many people say, creators, well, they're going to get bored at some point. I'm like, I haven't been bored. I've been doing this for 18 years. So I want you to really engage yourself in whatever you're doing. If you're washing dishes, feel the dish as you're washing the dishes. Challenge yourself to wash them faster, you know, so you can go do something else. Like just challenge yourself and re-engage. It will really change your life. Second big idea is if you're bored, go outside of yourself. The best way I love to do that is with friends, family, your partner, your spouse. Ask them about what their goals are. Ask them about where they want to go in the world. Ask them what they want to achieve this week, this month, and turn your attention to service. Turn your attention to planning with them. Turn your attention to helping them, right? Because maybe you are bored with what you've got going on because you've been doing it for so long. Now you're going to show up differently. But also, if you ask other people, what are you trying to do, man? And you find out what they're trying to do and you say, let me help you with that a little bit. It's in that service that will re-energize your heart and your spirit. And people miss that all the time. You know, people are married to people or have long-term relationships, and what they end up doing is going through the motions with their relationships too. You know, they don't even know what their partner likes or their spouse likes. And so they don't engage that. And now that relationship becomes boring because you're not mutually trying to do something together. Explore new restaurants, travel new places, try new things, go for new walks in different parts of town, like try to help each other achieve each other's goals. Your relationships are the greatest fountainhead for all of life's vibrancy. So if you're bored, re-engage those relationships. Like go way deep in relationships. Great, get greater depth and just feeling there. That will change things for you. Third big idea is you've got to re-engage in your learning journey. You know, what happens is people go, well, I'm bored. So what do? They turn on TV and they just start randomly flipping through. Instead, if you'd say, okay, I'm bored. What are the long-term skills I need to develop? What would I love to learn about this part of the world or that part of the world or this idea or this strategy or this skill set or this business idea? And instead of going to television, Like literally go to the bookstore, get some books, get some biographies. If you're not a reader, that's great. Then find some podcasts that you can listen to that will re-engage your learning journey. Watch some videos on TED, watch some videos on YouTube, watch some videos that aren't like just casual like browsing through, but are rather like very directed towards helping you develop. Because when you engage personal development again, professional development again, when you say, oh, I'm gonna really learn about this thing, your body and your mind gets enthusiastic about it. I've never met somebody who gets bored learning about something they care about, right? You might get bored with the way you're doing it, but now when you really re-engage and you challenge yourself, that will make a big difference. I'll tell you an example for me right now is I'm trying to learn another language. And one way I was going through is I had an app and it was boring as hell to me. Like everyone's like, use this app. And I was like, it wasn't my thing. But the outcome that I want, learning this other language, it's exciting to me. It was the method I was going about that was not working for me. So what did I do instead? I said, you know, I like people. I want to learn how to do this, so let me change it up. So I got a Skype tutor. Somebody I go on Skype and they talk to me in the other language and they help me with my words. And now it feels like, again, that second strategy I told you about. There's a relationship engagement there. And now it's fun for me. So you have to find the method that's fun for you to learn. But if you aren't learning right now, I guarantee you're bored. If you're not learning right now, I guarantee you're not setting yourself up for more success at the next level. So what happens is if you trip into the next level or you show up there, but you haven't prepared yourself, now not only are you bored, you're going to be stressed out of your mind. You must re-engage your learning journey. I want to see what you want to learn on your calendar. I want you to have specific times that you're working towards learning. And if you do it in the right way, you won't be bored. Last big idea here, leadership. You've got to take the mantle of leadership in whatever you are doing in your life. You might not accept it yet, maybe you haven't owned it yet, but you are leading the kids, you are leading your peers at school, you are leading the people at work. The way that you show up, see, people who are bored are often bored because they're in their own head. They're not someone saying, you know what, I'm a role model. People are paying attention to me. I want the kids to see a fully vitalized mom. I want the, you know, my team to see me have the best attitude here. I want other people to see me following my dream. So I'm gonna work hard for that. They're not aware of others. And they're not aware that you are a role model, good or bad. You really wanna get out of boredom? Start leading people. Start defining a bigger vision with other people. Start setting bigger goals for your teams, for your family, for other people, and start talking about those goals all the time. What do they really want? How are they working towards it? Cheer them on, empower them, inspire them, give them tools, but lead other people to a bigger vision. This comes back to you also leading yourself. You've got to re-engage yourself in a different way to avoid boredom. Like you got to paint a big vision. I remember maybe 4 or 5 years ago in my own career, I was like, everything was humming along. We'd kind of hit way bigger goals than I ever wanted in my entire life and everything was going great. And so what did I do? I said, you know what? If I just accept where I'm at right here, I can be happy, I can be satisfied, I can be fulfilled. However, in 3 or 4 years, I'm gonna end up bored. I'd better take on something big right now. I'd better decide, instead of just doing my things, I'm gonna start a movement. And so I said, I'm gonna start a movement around this topic of high performance, about pushing ourselves to reach the next level of success, re-engaging in life in a different way. I'm gonna do some research, I'm gonna roll out some new brands, roll out some new events, roll out some new courses. I'm gonna start a movement around this topic of high performance because nobody had owned it. And I said, I'm gonna take that, I'm gonna own that out in the world. And it's been a great challenge for me to lead this movement of high performance. If I just kept saying, well, I'll just teach personal development all the time, but I didn't decide to make it a bigger community thing, a bigger movement thing, I'd been bored by now. I took the mantle of leadership, even though it's hard, even though I don't know what I'm doing sometimes, even though I gotta build a bigger team and get a bigger office and do all these big challenging things, that's the changing of the game. when you accept the mantle of leadership, when you take it on your shoulders. So I hope this has served you. It's okay that you get bored sometimes, but if you're bored consistently, we got a problem. There's so many things that you can engage with: your relationships, your learning, the people that you lead, how you meet this very exact moment that can change your life, give you back that full charge, and put you on the path to high performance.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits: How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits: How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family.
go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.